wig and settled back into my seat. The drone of the airplane's engine pushed the clatter of daily life to the background and made conditions ripe for dreaming. I started thinking about how I might mark my 50th birthday, a milestone that lay on the fast-approaching horizon. I craved something unusual and experiential to celebrate the occasion. But no matter how often or how hard I thought about it, only dull, predictable ideas came to mind. A party. A week at a spa. Buying a painting. A piece of antique furniture. An exquisite bauble. The usual tepid fare. I knew there had to be something better. Something remarkable, adventurous, exotic, but not extravagant. Okay, maybe a little extravagant. I took another polite sip from my bottle of wine and stared out the window, waiting for inspiration to flow through my veins and deliver the eureka moment. Hi there. I turned my head to find a tall, bald, mustachioed steward looking down at me. He promptly took the empty seat next to mine. Well, I thought to myself, aren't these flight attendants nice? I mean, when was the last time one of them paid an iota of attention to you during a flight? How are you doing? His tone was friendly, but concerned. I'm very well, I said brightly, raising my little bottle of wine in a